You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And if you're not watching on Facebook, you're missing the best part of the show, because on the Facebook, they may not hear all this, all the music, but they do get the R-rated version of the show. And I'm sorry, honey. I got to apologize to my wife. I did say a couple of wordy dirds. Oh, Matt, how you doing, Matt? Give me one of those. In fact, if we're going to do the fist bump, hold on. I got to get this on tape. All right, I want people to know that I really, Ron Sheffield and Jim Freed, that's, oh yeah, we do the fist bump, and that's as close as I'm going to get to Warren Buffett. But I'm there. That's the hand that shook hands with Warren Buffett, right?
Absolutely.
High five. All right, I'm there. I'm down for that. All right, Ron, we've been having a great time. We've been talking about the different real estate stuff. We've been telling people how they're going to make money, where they can make money. And really, this is what I want to do. People make money when they buy. So how are they able to buy in this market and make money? I gave you a whole long time to ask the question so you could have at least 10 seconds to think about your answer, but now you're up. How does somebody make money in a market that's sliding the direction that it's sliding to, a little more level, a lower little equilibrium there? There you go. I gave you at least 60 seconds.
You know, good question, because I think that our pent-up buyers today are probably larger than they've ever been. We have more pent-up buyers watching on the sidelines. Everybody wants to own a stake in South Florida.
They do, but they've been afraid.
Well, but what they're doing now is watching, because we've had in the last, and again, thinking over in the over $1 million market, we've had 37% of our listings in the entire multiple listing system have reduced their prices since the first of the year, an average of 10.5%. So prices are still,
and they're still below the peak from the last time. So yes. People don't really need to think that, oh my God, I'm paying above that I'm paying a price I'll never see again. That was last time, yeah, maybe.
Many of our properties are still 25% below the peak of the last market.
Well, exactly, I think that's an important fact, because rental rates are going up and up and up, so the people can put it back on the market and make good money. Are they covering their, what's the word that you can say when you can't say nut?
Yeah, they're covering their cost.
There you go.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, they what I see is we have 1,035 net new residents moving to Florida every day. This is a U.S. Census report. 1,035 people moving to Florida every day.
Build a wall. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, Dade and Broward County represent about 23% of the state's total population. So theoretically, we have about 235-40 new people coming to Dade and Broward County every day needing housing.
How come we can't get respect at the legislative level? Oh, wait, I don't do politics on the show. So, Ron, where are we going to put those people? Are they all the same kind of person? Can they all go in the same place?
No, I mean, everybody comes with a different budget.
It's a softball.
But we have a product for everybody. I mean, when you look at the fact that, as we said earlier, over half of our housing is still under $300,000. 53% of all the single family homes in Dade County are under $300,000. 70% of the condos are under $300,000.
You know, Ron, but people need jobs too. Okay? Now, no. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, a job that I think is, let me rephrase that, a career that I think is in tune with the marketplace, that gives people real good upward mobility, is a career with a place that they can have a good group of mentorship and have a bunch of positive energy. And shoot, my whole career has been about real estate. And you saw I've gotten into now the residential mortgage business, and there's a reason. I see the next wave of opportunity in Miami, and this is where I go like this, right there across the skyline. Capital and selling it. And if people get with the right mentors, I think that it's just a door that they can unlock. Thoughts?
Well, we're telling everybody today that the interest rates are lower than they've been in our lifetimes. And even if you don't need a mortgage today, it's probably wise to go ahead and get a mortgage, because with 3.5% to 4.5% rates, I mean, that's more your business than mine. But
oh, man, I wasn't fishing for that, but that's a good one. Thank you for the softball. If you need a mortgage, give me a call at 3. Well, I know that EWM has one, too. They have a mortgage group. But if you don't want to use theirs, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. But I was more about the careers that are available, because you have a great group of senior brokers that work with you, and those folks always need extra hands. And when times are like this, you can get in on the ground floor on one of these teams. You guys make teams now, right? How does that work?
Well, we have a lot of different variations of teams. We have some people that are two-person teams. We have some that have a few more to a team. A lot of people still enjoy just working by themselves. So really, there's a program for everybody in our industry working with our company.
Okay, that's really what I was fishing for, because I know that everybody that I know, except for Tom Burns, really happy working at EWM. Now, we're going to go to a break in 5 minutes. Still, we got another couple of minutes, right, Juandita? That's part of my Spanish. I say Juandita. People think I speak Spanish. Well, they're cracking up on the other side over there. Now, Ron, if you could pick one market, and we're going to talk emerging markets, and then I'm going to rue the day I asked you, because then I can't go there and buy property in front of everybody. But, Ron, where do you think, and I've got a whole bunch of answers, so you can't nail me on just one, where do you think the next emerging market is, not really where developers are going and building high rises, but where the normal person that lives in Miami can buy a place and live close to schools and housing? Oh, the word was donuts. We'll talk about donuts in a minute. Where can people go to find a good place, good quality of life, and still be able to live there?
You're talking about price-wise.
Yeah, okay. Lifestyle, price, yeah. Everything.
Well, I think in any of these areas that we've talked about already, where we're going back in and filling in all the services that people want, where they don't have to drive in their car, where they can walk to so many things. And there are a lot of areas that you know, Hollywood is a great area.
I love Jollywood. Yeah. I call it Jollywood because I'm an old man. We used to call it Jollywood.
And you look at all the changes that have happened on the beach over there in Margaritaville and all the new pieces that are coming into that marketplace. And, of course, then the neighborhoods.
Thank you for not calling it Dania Beach. Oops, there I did it.
I said it. But, you know, when you look at all the services that we have offered now in this Tri-County area all the way to Palm Beach, I mean, there's no need to really go anywhere else.
You know, one of the things that really is interesting is the turnover and the evolution that you're seeing in Wynwood in the original stuff. You drive through there now. I go to Dave Lombardi's office a lot, and I see these homes. And suddenly, one day they're, you know, painted lime yellow, and you know, lime yellow. I say, it really is a color, lime yellow. I probably lime green. They're painted lime green. They've got all this 62 cars in front of it. The next day, it's painted in taupe. Everything's covered, and there's a sign: live, work, space. Can people still buy a home back there and make it work?
Yes. And you know, many of these neighborhoods that have been transitioning back to the homes that were there 50, 60 years
right.
ago, you know, that's where people have been seeing the greatest appreciation for the last decade. And you know, some of those neighborhoods, you know, people were doubtful would be able to turn around so quickly, but we've watched them. I mean, the neighborhood where you are on Edgewater and those neighborhoods, remarkable change in a very fast period of time.
Yeah, well, I got to just give it to Carlos Rosso, who is watching on Facebook. High five, Carlos. Because Carlos, early on, identified what he called the bones of Biscayne Boulevard. He identified the fact that everything needed to change there, that all those lots were there. And the old condos that are there now, they're going to get bought up and tore down too, because I know that we can't say who, we can't say where, but we all know people that are buying condos in these buildings looking to get control of the condo boards. Not that anybody would really do that. Now, Ron, I want to ask you another good question here, and let's talk a little bit about commercial. You got Tom Byrne. I know he doesn't waste his time there. Can somebody really do a lot of business with Tom? Does Tom have a team? I met Tom's son, right? That's Tom's
yes.
team.
Tom's yep, Tom son. Jr.
Hi, high five to Tom and Tom. And so how is that going? Are you able to do some good? That's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the ladies' names again. Give us those ladies' names again. It's awesome.
Anna Mae Esslinger, Dodie Wooten, Arlene Maxwell.
I love that. And then I wanted to tell you, it's the theory of donuts. And Mike Fay came on and talked about it. What it is I call it the theory of vertically integrated activity centers. That's what you're really talking about. And people can work, live, play, and afford to live there. That's the hard part, is affording to be able to live there. That's what we really need in our town. We're going to talk about where that stuff is found, because Wanda's given me the eye. She's pursing her lips. Her finger is poised on the play button on the music. So Wanda knows we're going to go to break, but we're going to come back for one more segment. We're going to talk to Ron Shuffield, head of Berkshire Hathaway, Esslinger Wooten, and Maxwell's local real estate, because he's the guru. I'm just the guy keeping you entertained and talking. We're going to have great info you can use to make money today, right after this one. It's yours.